Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 138. Lid David, Otcha b'chol libi neged Elohim azam reka, of God, of David, or to David. I will praise you with my whole heart. Before princes, I will sing praise to you, or before Elohims, we'll figure that out. I will worship toward your holy temple. I will praise your name for your loving kindness and for your truth. You have risen above or magnified your word above all your names. Figure that out. In the day when I cried out, you answered me. You strengthened me, my soul. The psalm is almost entirely an expression of thanks from the psalmist, as well as from other adherents, to God for answering his call and fulfilling his soul with strength. There are three sections. The first in verses 1 to 3, in which the psalmist makes a personal call to God. The word odcha, I thank you, appears in the first two verses, and it's paralleled in the second section, verse 4. That sets the theme for the entire psalm. A strange word appears in the second hemistich of verse 1, Elohim. The psalm calls out directly to God, speaking to you, or to God, right? And therefore, the word Elohim is sometimes removed, sometimes connotes the Lord, but in this context, all the commentaries suggest it refers to something else, the mighty, the leaders, the judges. But in Amos Chacham writes, it refers to small gods or Elohims whom non-Jews worship. According to Chacham, the message from the beginning is that thanking God in private is not enough for the psalmist. He wants to do it neged Elohim, either means in front of them or perhaps against them and their fault in the standing. But this latter interpretation against mistaken worship has no support in the rest of the psalmist. It mostly focuses on positively acknowledging and thanking God for the goodies received. Consider verses 2 and 3, which speak of the natural extension of thanking God, which is bowing down in your holy temple, acknowledging your name, your kindness, your truth. The final phrase of the second verse is a bit puzzling, though. You have magnified your word above all your name. What does that mean? So Sforna suggests we appreciate that God's different names represent different attributes, and thus, when using one name, it might connote kindness, but leave out truth, and vice versa. Here he says that God's word, meaning the fulfillment of his word, has written above any specific name, which might be limiting. Even Ezra sees it a bit differently. While also acknowledging different names of God, he suggests that the psalmist is thanking God for revealing the most supreme name, which was magnified over all others. In verse 3, the verb tarhiveni is unique, as it appears only four times in Tanakh. Rashi understands it to mean higdaltani, you made me great, in my spirit with strength. Radak translated as you have strengthened my spirit. The second section of the psalm turns to kings of the land, which acknowledge and thank God, which is parallel to its call. Yoducha adonai kol malchei eretz, ki shamui mepichai. All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. Yashirud b'darchei adonai ki gadol kvod adonai. They shall sing in the ways for glorious to God. Ki ram adonai v'shafal yireh v'gavoh mimerchak yadea yeda. Though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the arrogant he knows from far away. Verses 4 and 5 present statements of praise followed by a qualifier using the word ki. 4. Thus, the nations show gratitude, ki they hear God's word. They sing songs, ki his glory is great. Verse 6 begins with the qualifier itself. God is high, the lowly individual sees, and God is up on high, who will make even those far away aware of their greatness. The final section is a supplication, asking from God for life, for victory over enemies, for showering him with kindness, and to not leave his side. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me, you'll stretch forth your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand shall save me. Adonai yigmor ba'adi, Adonai chasdecha le'olam ma'aseh yedecha alter. May the Lord fulfill its purpose for me. Your loving kindness, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the words of your hands. Ibn Ezra understands verse 7 not as a prayer, but as a statement of faith in God flowing from verse 6. Since you help those lowly up from high, I know that if I walk in narrow straits, you will protect me from enemies bringing salvation. Sforno contextualizes the end of the psalm when he says, Hashem yigmor ba'adi, he fulfills his purpose for me. Sforno says it refers to the ingathering of exiles and when Mashiach will arrive. Chasdecha leolam, eternal kindness, means that I will no longer have enemies. Ma'aseyadecha al-teref, which means do not forsake the works of your hands, according to Sforno, refers to the final battle of Gog and Magog, where God will defeat evil once and for all. That will truly be the time of salvation, which will warrant such a song of praise and thanksgiving.